This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 124. All I want for Christmas is my two front speakers. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the ESH podcast.
Hey, 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 motherfucker.
Dude, we can't even get like 20 seconds in before the cussing starts.
Nah, and I just said fuck twice. Oh, wait, that makes three.
It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season. Share it with the... Okay.
At least, you know, that the podcast is tagged explicit, so that's something.
It's explicit!
Can't say we didn't warn you fuckers.
Nope.
Alright, so the business. You gotta keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or if you're a little bit too inebriated, been drinking on ye olde eggnoggy already, you can use our short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you look at any articles that we've written within the week.
That we've been written?
Yeah, that we've been writing, I guess. Whatever!
Cold medication
I've been drinking sake.
Bullshit.
No, I have at P.F. Chang's before we got home.
Dude!
Yeah, bad idea.
Bad panda.
I know. Anyway, so you could come out and check any articles that we've written within the week. No more commenting, guys. We're
commenting.
Done.
Commenting...
We'll see soon, so no more.
Yeah.
You can just read what you want to read, and if you have anything that you want to ask us, you can use the Hit Us Up link and talk to us that way, right?
You got
we
it.
Still have the-
yep, Hit Us Up isn't going anywhere. You can still hit us up.
And who knows, we might even read your email and answer it on the air.
Yes.
Who knew?
I did.
Of course you knew. You're the web mistress.
That's what I do. That's right.
Anyway.
Damn. All right.
Anyway, if you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there because we are there. You can put us into any RSS reader. You can put us into any podcast search engine imaginable. My preference is Podcast Pickle. Or if you're one of the cool kids, you're probably listening to us on the All Games Network.
That's right. The ESH podcast is featured along with a lot of great other shows like Super Happy Fun Time Toe Show. I said Toe again.
You said God Toe it. Again.
It only happens every time I eat something gummy.
You know, it's really funny. They should take a picture of like their big toes.
And just make it Super Happy Fun Time Toe.
Toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the big toe would be the Super Happy Fun Time Toe.
That would be the
but
super fun
you would be
time
listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Show. I just need to stop eating gummy bears or Starburst before taping.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
By the way, I know we're getting off on a tangent here for the business. You need to check out our show, allgames.com, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Catch some of the other shows as well, including Ultimate Quest, Chatterbox, DPL, All Games Interactive, possibly maybe soon, I don't know. And, of course, Evil Avatar and the Bobby Black Wolf show.
I like DPL. I want one of their shirts.
That's because you're a DPL whore.
You know? No! You want to know? You want to know what's up with DPL? Really fast. I know we're on a tangent
here. Hurry, because I want to get back to the gummy bears thing, and I'm not leaving that alone.
Okay. Well, anyway, so they wanted me on the show a couple of days ago, but as you know, as of last night, I had a very sore throat.
Yeah.
And I was coughing up my lungs.
Yeah.
And apparently Derek thought that the reason why I wasn't coming on the show is because he thinks I'm pregnant.
And why on earth does Derek think you're pregnant?
I don't know. I'm not. But anyway, so Alpha Box told me that. He's like, no. He's like, I was just talking to her a couple of days ago. She has a really sore throat. And apparently they made, you know, some jokes about why my throat
would be sore. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm not putting anything in there that's causing it to be sore. Uh-huh. It's the season.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm not pregnant.
You damn sure you're not pregnant. I'll kill you.
Esh Bomb would kill me.
And if she didn't do it, I would. So here's the thing with Derek. Pretty much anything that can be turned into any kind of double and or triple entendre, he will be on. I mean, that's just food for fodder. So
he's just on it all the time.
He's just, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much how Derek rolls. And, yeah, I really don't have anything to say to that because whatever I'm going to say next will probably get used against me in the court of DPL. So I'm just going
to. I know, you got to be careful.
But
they run a strict house over there.
Yeah, everyone listens to everybody's stuff. And then it's like little tattletales. They report back, Derek, did you hear that Panda said that she'd like to sit on your face?
Can we not go there anymore, please?
I'm sorry, you said it. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, at least I didn't make a comment about what I can do with my tongue. That's right. I'm going to use that. Don't think for a second that I don't have that stored in the think bank.
Look. I don't want to know what's in your think bank.
I can do lots of things with my tongue. I bet you can.
I have never
yeah, that's
that
right. Let's keep going. Gummy bears.
All right. So, that cartoon. First of all, if anything needs a revival, because, I mean, we've brought back Transformers now like a bajillion, gamillion times as an animated series. What the fuck's up with gummy bears?
I know.
Gummy bears are brought in here and there and everywhere. Knights and Avengers, that was beyond compare. They were gummy bears. Okay, first of all, awesome cartoon. Second of all, ridiculously positive. Third of all, great candy tie-in. I'm talking serious merchandising here, people. I don't understand why they haven't come back. All the bears had rhyming names. Zummy. Dummy.
Chummy?
I'm sure there was probably a chummy gummy bear someplace.
Oh, wait, Granny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all up in there.
Oh, or was it Grammy?
Yeah, Grammy. Okay? I'm just saying. I want the gummy bears to come back. I will totally watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know why? Because I was overly optimistic. Nowadays, you've got cartoons.
Dude, there's not any cartoon that's popular with kids right now. There's not a one that isn't overly happy ending. All the Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff.
Can we not go into Yu-Gi-Oh? Yu-Gi-Oh's gay.
It probably is, but we're talking about popular, ridiculously sappy. You're going to sit there and tell me that Naruto is not ridiculously sappy?
Believe it!
Okay, so that's not a card that you could play with me. Because all preteen cartoons are overly sappy.
Leave Naruto alone.
No, I won't.
He used his ninjutsu for you bastards.
Not for me.
I know.
Fox. All right. So before we jump into our entire topic, we did have a question that came in using the hit us up link. So I wanted to get to it. And this one actually comes from some of our All Games fam. So Xenocore asked a question.
First,
Xeno said, loves the show.
Thank
Big
God.
Big ups right back at you.
Yeah, we love your show too. Hi, okay. Milk.
Okay. And Milk, you will be on the show. There's more information to come about that. We've just about got it worked out, so we're going to be opening up. We're going to have a floating third.
I know.
New year, people. New stuff coming, okay?
We need a new female voice.
So, the question that Xeno had for us, and it's kind of long, so I want to make sure I get it all right, so I printed it out.
Get all the subcomponents of major questions.
I have the internets at my will and power.
I are at your computer tinkering with your internets.
Printing on my wireless printers. Okay, so, he wanted to know what our opinions on the impact of real-world situations represented in video games. And the examples that he gave was Call of Duty and America's Army representing semi-realistic gun violence, most RPGs and their expression of real-life situations, albeit in extraordinary circumstances, like Gundam Double Zero and its example of tragedy driving individuals to extremes and that kind of thing. So first of all, I think that it's just kind of showing the growth of the medium in that art is being influenced by life and that you're seeing a lot more of real-time strategy games based on real periods of time and being factually based and also being realistically based. So no weapons in the games that could not have existed or did not exist during the time set that the game is placed. Basing some of the major characters of the game actually in historical figures and staying very close to being historically accurate. I think that's a great thing. I think that we have a lot of great stories in our history, whether it is the immediate history or, you know, the not so immediate history. I think that there's a lot that you can do with all of the stories that make up our real world. I mean, there are things that you could pull from the headlines and with a twist here or there turn into an amazing game.
That is actually quite true.
I mean, when you think about a Mario game, it's a search and rescue. You had she gets kidnapped, and you have to venture and find them. So why not make that a factually based thing and kind of do a Law and Order game where somebody gets kidnapped and you've got to find the clues to bring them down. So it doesn't have to be an oversaturated, cartoonsy platformer.
Well, not to mention, also in the Mario game, she was royalty. So they could have plugged that into a political power type of royal elite. But then again...
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of stories of royal figures being attempted assassinations. Yeah. And
they do that.
You know, I think
games in general, I mean, no matter how flashy or cutesy, all come from the same base of something that could be found literally right down the street or in your country or on the news. When you break it down to its basic component.
Well, if you break everything down to its basic component, it all comes back to some kind of thing that probably Shakespeare has done when you think about it. When you break it down to its barest, what is the arc of the story?
Yeah.
I mean, we can all talk about boy loves girl, boy loses girl, boy goes out to find girl.
And meets other boy and does boy in bathroom?
Different story.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more the political genre.
Damn it, I should put my manga down.
You should probably put your manga down.
Gee.
Leave the yaoi alone. We're not talking about that right now.
I like yaoi.
I know. You and about 99.9% of the female population. And those that don't,
they need to stop
like
making
Yuri.
Them so pretty, because then we wouldn't want to watch them do it.
If they didn't make them so pretty, then...
We wouldn't read it.
Yeah, and they wouldn't make money.
I know.
I think that it is coming down to art imitating life now. I think that can be a very good thing. I think that it can be a very cathartic thing for some people. I think that it definitely makes for a broader genre base for games when you are sampling from reality and sampling from all places in reality. I think that's one of the things that I know I've been really impressed with over the last year, is seeing more diverse stories come out of the gaming community than just rehashes of the same old, because that gets old and stoic. So I think that art imitating life, especially in this medium, is a great thing and will provide a lot of ability for creativity. What I'm afraid of is that because the industry right now is kind of reevaluating itself and it is condensing as far as the different developers that you have and companies going out of business or being absorbed by other companies, I'm just a little bit afraid that we may not have necessarily enough of those independent people to explore those really kind of on the fringe ideas creatively, because they won't be able to have the backing to do so. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but I'm a big believer always in that the more diversity that you can have and the more that comes from someplace that's real, the more you can make an emotional connection to something, and I think that will just drive the medium forward even more so.
Right.
Because when you think about it, the medium's not going to go anywhere for a while. There's not going to be a new Xbox system for a while, so we're not going to be pushing graphics any further than they already are with the systems that we have. The PS3 isn't going to be coming out with a PS4 anytime too soon.
Thank God.
So, and the Wii's just as happy to be doing what they're doing as they're doing it right now. So,
not that they're doing much at all.
But there's not going to be hardware pushing that edge for a while. So it's going to have to come from stories. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like that old adage where the best lies always have a grain of truth in them. I think the best stories always have a grain of history in them. They have a grain of facts in them.
Like the Onimusha games.
Right.
I loved them. And they based a lot of that in their history. I was like, whoa. Granted, Nobunaga wasn't, you know, taken by demons, but I mean...
But you know, you gotta still take some poetic he license.
He was a badass, and like, whoa. I was blown away by that story.
So I think that it's a very good thing, and I really am looking forward to the games that come out over the next year that will use some of that. You know, part of the reason why, and I've hashed this over and over and over again, that I love the Beyond Good and Evil game is because it's steeped in a government and just really kind of pushing the boundaries of what they really can get away with and exercising their power really to the edge of being kind of a big brother type establishment and somebody not believing in and having some conspiracy theories that allowed them to take some initiative and take a couple of pictures and expose it. You know, if that's not journalism at its best, I don't know what it is. So being able to take that kind of idea of, you know, I break it down as like what went on at the Watergate, but be able to take that small idea and flush that out into an entire game that has humor, wit, is an enjoyable puzzle solver.
Romance and sex!
There's no romance and sex.
Oh.
You have a female lead, and the closest thing to romance is your kind of, sort of, uncle, stepdad, pig guy.
Ew!
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend,
ew.
But that's why I'm really excited about and will take up any piece of news that I possibly can that talks about Beyond Good and Evil 2, because Beyond 1 is just like, yes! I still play it every once in a while on my Xbox because I enjoy it that freaking much. So I'm really looking forward to 2, and I'm interested to see what they throw at me.
Is that the one with that reporter that you were talking about?
Yes, that I talk incessantly about.
I haven't played it, so I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should totally, you should play it, if you could find it.
If I could find it, I would play it.
It's one of those games that's like frequency. If you can find it, you should buy it. Because you're not going to be able to find it.
Okay.
So, that's the only question that I had to answer for this particular show.
Well, I got a question on Xbox.
Okay.
I don't remember who asked me it, though.
Okay. Well, what was the question?
It was one of our fans who absolutely loved our last episode, you know, 123.
Yes.
And he made reference that he loved the fact that we went back in time and talked about the Animaniacs and what made them so special. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of asked us why he can't find awesome people like us. You know, and why really cool people are like 10,000 miles away. And I couldn't answer him because I don't know why. Is he in space? I'm not sure.
So is he talking about can't find cool people like
who
us?
Can talk,
meaning
like us talking about
girls
like chicks.
For like
yes,
romantic
chicks.
Getting
it's always
together.
It's always about chicks, man.
It's always about finding chick. A chick geek. Okay, so here's the thing. Chick geeks
you find
exist.
Us in, wait. Yeah, we're in stores. We're in laundromats.
We're not in laundromats. Most of us do not like to take our underwear out in public to actually...
I don't wash my underwear at a laundromat, but bed sheets, comforters, can't fit them in my washing machine.
Well, then you have a really shitty washing machine. So here's the deal on finding chick gamers. Because I've had
not
this conversation...
Not gamers, just geek chicks.
Well, I usually start with gamer because that's how I declare myself first. But in all honesty, I'm a massive geek.
I'm a geek.
Okay. So here's the thing about finding geek chicks. First of all, understand that the majority of us do not look like hosts for G4.
No.
Those are kind of the upper echelon of geek chick.
Olivia Munn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But we're talking upper echelon. All geek chicks are not 6 feet tall.
I will, yeah.
Or, I'll be nice, 5'8" and above. Mm. We don't all wear clothes from the Gap.
The Gap doesn't like half of us.
And majority of us tend to wear some kind of ocular device, whether that's contacts or actually full glasses or not.
Thick rim glasses, baby!
And you can't really stereotype a geek chick. That's one of the things that's definitely changed over the last couple of years.
We're beginning to blend.
We run the entire gambit from short and kind of geeky to
tall
and running Ubuntu just because we feel like it.
Yeah.
And we can. So the girl that you might be kind of looking at or might be talking to you probably is a geek. That's one of the reasons why we started this particular website and the podcast was that I kept finding that my girlfriends were gamers or geeks years after we'd started our friendship because it's not something that a lot of women out themselves as being.
Yep.
And so it's kind of like you may be surrounded by geek chicks and have no idea. So here's a couple of questions that you can kind of ask. And or topics that you can bring up and find out if, in fact, the chick that you're with is a geek chick. You ready?
You know you're talking to geek chicks when
you mention Gizmodo and they lift their heads and make eye contact with you.
What else? What
you
else?
You can also insert Joystick or Engadget or Dr. Bio.
Destructoid.
Definitely Destructoid in there as well. And if they perk up and join in the conversation, so you might be talking with a geek chick.
To a gamer, a geek chick. Yeah.
If what? You mention that you're about to hook up one or more of your game systems high def, and they ask you component or HDMI, you're probably talking to a geek chick.
Oh, man. Which one's better?
In my preference, HDMI.
I thought so.
Not as much latency.
Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Okay.
So, especially if you're pushing 1080i.
Oh.
Okay, exactly. If you mention 1080i and your geek chick makes the noise that Panda makes, you're probably talking with a geek chick.
Damn it, I've been outed. Duh.
If she recognizes your shirt as one that she saw on the internet on ThinkGeek, you're definitely dealing with a geek chick, and if you're not engaged or married, you should marry her immediately.
No, you should take her out for coffee and get to know her first.
No, trust me. If you're a geek and you're with a chick and she recognizes a shirt you're wearing as one that she saw on ThinkGeek, trust me, she's a geek. You want to breed with her.
We're all about procreation.
Because even you didn't get my There's No Place Like 127.0.0.1 shirt.
No, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that's home.
Oh,
that's the IP address for home. Oh. For your home. See, so there's no place like home.
See, so I'm with a chick, but in a different way.
Exactly, but with you're a chick, and she recognizes that shirt and laughs, marry that bitch. Like, immediately.
Just because I've been looking for you all my life. 101101101.
Exactly. If you're with a chick and you mention binary and she knows what you're talking about, definitely. Mega uber geek chick. So there's just a lot of different varying levels of geek. Like, I'm a gamer geek. I'm also a network geek. That just kind of
happened by accident. I'm just a geek. Like, I like anime and movies and games, but I fluctuate. I can't say I'm a concentrated geek of any kind. Or maybe I'm a YouTube geek. I watch a lot of YouTube.
Here's the thing, though. I think that with geek, there are so many varying levels that as long as it has something to do with tech or sci-fi in some way, it's definitely under the umbrella of geek, but you can be very casual about your geek, or you can be hardcore, kind of like gaming. I think of you as a casual geek.
I'm a casual geek. I'm very geek chic.
If I mention to you Buffer Underrun,
I don't know that yet.
Exactly.
At it yet.
That would be a hardcore geek.
Yeah.
If I say Parameter RAM and you giggle, definitely hardcore geek.
I haven't seen that one either.
That is something that you see. It has to do with your computer. Anyway, it's okay. That's why you're a casual geek. You are very geek chic.
Yeah.
So, since we're going down the
geek
path.
I like geek style.
There's definitely evolving levels of geek style, especially when you're on the girl's side. So, you know, just because somebody dresses a particular way doesn't necessarily mean that they're not geek. Like, I've been very surprised a couple of times because I've been profiling, and profiling is wrong. I admit this.
Geek profiling is wrong, and it should end now.
But there are definitely some times where I've seen some women, and I've immediately had the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, probably an airhead coming. Here comes the conversation. And found out, wrong.
Oh,
so
man.
There are uber pretty, uber femmy geek
smart
chicks.
Chick.
Absolutely. Even brilliant. This one happened to go to MIT.
And that alone.
Geek. Yeah, right there.
Especially since MIT is like 85% male.
Yeah, so, bing, have a winner.
Wow, MIT, impressive.
Yeah, very, very. But it's just in having a conversation. The more comfortable that you are with a person, and this is whether it's a guy or a girl, having those conversations about what you enjoy and the kind of conversations that I have about tech and electronics and things like that, I instantly out myself now. Where I didn't used to before when I was younger. I just kind of kept that stuff to myself because I was always taught that, you know, if you let a guy know that you're into that stuff, they automatically either think that you're a lesbian, that you want
not
a masculine.
Not that there's anything wrong with lesbian geeks.
There's nothing wrong with lesbian geeks. I'm just saying, Esh Mom kind of instilled that in us because in her generation, the last thing you wanted to do was emasculate a man. So you always kept that stuff kind of to yourself. And then once you got to know somebody, you let a little bit of that out, you see how they react, and then you finally let your geek flag fly, and if they don't like it, well, fuck them.
Well, you don't.
Well, not actually fuck them, but fuck them, not fuck them. Because those, yeah, those are two different statements.
Ninja Sister on fucking.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
And that's probably coming out in 2009. Late. Q4. Look for it.
QQ.
Anyway.
More pew pew.
There's a lot more. A lot more geek chicks out there.
I see geek girls.
And you can see it just by in the conferences that you go to now that there are so many more women that are attending, like PAX and even E4ALL, that are going to either play games, learn more about games, you know, or at least be able to share this experience with their significant other. So definitely there's more of us out there. It's just that we're kind of sneaky ninjas about our geeks, so you just kind of have to feel us out a little bit. But like I said, first couple of questions, first couple of things. Bring up Engadget and Gizmodo. And if they're like, oh yeah, I was reading that on Engadget, bam, she's outed herself. She's a geek.
And Engadget is wearing rocks. A Dignation shirt. That helps too.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, because they may just be wearing a Dignation shirt because I think that Kevin and or Alex or both are hot.
I think they're both hot, but I like what they have to say too.
Yes. Mostly when they're sober. Alcohol is a powerful drug. Okay, so moving on to the actual topic of the show. Now that we've answered questions.
Guys, send us more questions.
We like,
I like questions. This time.
Yeah, this is good time for us. Now let's get into the topic. I mentioned it's the holiday season.
It's that special time of year where you have to pull all your money.
If you have any.
If you have it. To buy presents.
For people that you kind of sort of like. And possibly for people that you actually don't like.
Yeah.
So, to help you out, we've kind
of... Ninja has constructed a list!
I have, actually. And I even printed it out on paper.
I didn't.
So I would have it to go over with all of you. So this is my list of stuff that I'd really, really like for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Texaco.
Whoa. Had to throw them all. What about the Tology people?
Well, they're in with the tech, because there's technology, so then I get the ology in there on that.
All end. Right, just checking.
I'm just sneaking it in the back way. That's what she said. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, I went
girls
there.
Don't sneak things in the back way. Boys do.
I'm not going to say anything there. We'll have this conversation after we're done recording.
Girls don't see that.
You don't say it.
No. God,
but
no.
But you think it. All right, moving on.
I don't. I have a scrolling marquee underneath my face.
Well, that's one way to be very blunt. That goes in here. All right, moving on.
It's like, what goes where? Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
So, I said what, but.
In the butt. All right, my list is a group of stuff. Some of it's tech, gadgets, some of it's games.
Gadgets and games.
Some of it's just flipping awesome. This is my wish list of stuff that I almost kind of sort of know people that have the kind of money to give me these things for Christmas, so I'm going to mention it now in audio podcast form such that I might actually receive said items for holiday season.
See,
no, so nothing unrealistic. I'm not asking for the Ion drum kit. That's like $400. Because that's just a bit much for a peripheral for a video game. Even I admit this. Even though it has three cymbals for the drum kit, which is awesome, and you can use it in any music maker as an actual electronic drum kit. But I don't need those things. So
no, of course not.
It's not on the list. So, and this is not in like hierarchy order. So the first thing on my list.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Fuck video game. Yeah.
Want it, fucking want it, fucking
give
want it.
Give it to me now.
Now. So I've played the demos, I've seen it at a bunch of different conferences, even though they kept pulling the stuff out of it that made it a Mortal Kombat game, so it's probably the blandest as far as uber violence goes on an MK game.
Is it like oatmeal? Is it the oatmeal version?
It is the oatmeal version. It's like the natural oatmeal version.
Oh, no flavoring? Lame.
It's not even like the maple.
Maple? I like the maple.
Maple's good, but it's not even maple. It's just straight up oatmeal flavored MK. But here's the thing. It's the most solid feeling Mortal Kombat game. The most fluid one. Really, in all honesty, since 2.
So it's very fluidy oatmeal?
It's good oatmeal.
It's good oatmeal.
It's good oatmeal. It's hot and good.
So it won't leave us hungry 2 minutes after we eat it?
You got it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I mean, for instance, just picture in your brain a battle between comic book The Joker and Superman.
Ooh. Wait, is it comic book Superman 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, DC, it's all the DC people. Flash, Catwoman, all the DC people have their brutalities, all the MK people.
I know, they have brutalities
their,
versus fatalities.
Yeah, they're all there, though. They did adjust the Joker's brutality for the final release of the game, but it's still freaking pimp, and I want it now.
Does he still shoot a gun that says bang?
Yes. And so the way that the brutality originally worked was that he shot a gun and a little flag came out and said bang. And then he started dancing around and jumping in a circle and laughing. And the character that he was doing the brutality against kind of hugged their head down and went, okay, yeah, you got me, whatever. And while they were kind of sitting there lunging, he turned around and shot an actual gun and popped the cap right in their face.
Ooh.
And then continued to laugh. And you saw them just kind of collapse over. And I was like, brutality, Joker, wins. Okay, fucking pimp. They changed the brutality because they wanted more people to play this game. And DC's very, very particular about keeping their characters safe. So he still shoots the gun and it says bang. But then the camera angle changes. And when he does the second shot, you don't see it in the second character's face, and you don't see them fall down on screen. So that all happens off screen now.
Aw, come on.
Well, that's what they had to do in order to, one, be able to get the license to use the characters. And DC was adamant that the game come out with a teen rating.
Aw. But that's so cool.
So they kind of took a little bit of the balls away from NK, but if it keeps the franchise going, I'm all for it.
All right.
Because I'd hate to see MK die. Because it really was one of the fighters that kept me going on the fighter game tip through the 90s.
It's too bad that they couldn't take a reference from Heath Ledger's Joker. Because I would love for the brutality to have been the pencil trick.
Oh my god, the pencil trick would have been sick.
Bam! That's
a god. Just bring out a desk. I was like, now you see it, now you see it. Bam! Where'd it go? Yeah.
That would have been just as pimp.
That would have been more, actually.
Yeah, no, but they wouldn't have been able to do it. But let's go on.
No, if you can't pop a cap in someone's face, you can't drive a pencil through their eye socket.
Yeah. It's like, where did it go? It's in my face. It's in my subcranium.
By the way, that's the only part of the movie that really made me cringe like that.
Yeah, I know. Mine too. Me too. You saw me do it. Yeah. We saw it together.
And then when he pulled the knife through that guy's face when they pretended to bring him in. Yeah, that was the other piece. But those are the only pieces that I cringed at. Because Heath Ledger scared the bejesus out of me. All right, so next thing on my list.
Well, don't worry, he's dead now.
Oh, way too soon, sis.
What?
Way too soon to say it like that.
Well, if he scared you. Hey, I can still remember him from first night.
Yeah, he was hot in first night. Nice.
Good times.
Yummy.
Anyway, okay. Next.
New drum kit from a rock band. I'm finding that my blue is not triggering the way that it's supposed to, and I really don't want to go through a whole nother round of sending it back to get it replaced and having to give them a credit card so I can get it immediately in 2 days instead of in 3 weeks. So, looking for the new kit for the Rock Band 2 with the Nyko cymbal attachments.
Ooh, I'm all about the attack.
Because I don't want the Guitar Hero World Tour drum kit, because it just...
It looks stupid. I saw it at Best Buy today, and I'm kind of going, that is so...
It's not comfortable, is the point. And I don't know if it's just because I've been playing Rock Band so long, but I've really tried to kind of put that out of my mind and get comfortable on that drum kit the few times that I've been able to use it, and it's just not comfortable for me to use.
Yeah, it didn't look very... It didn't look very nice.
It just feels a little awkward. I know there's some people.
It looked like the kind of drum kit that would step on my foot and laugh at me.
In your face.
It was mocking me in the store.
Next thing on the list. Mirror's Edge for the PS3.
Why the PS3? Why not the Xbox?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I've played the demo on both. I like the way it looks better on the PS3.
Well, I don't have a PS3, so I can't tell the difference.
But you could go on your Xbox and get the demo, which is free, and play it on your Xbox.
I think I'm going to do that.
There are some people that say the game is short. I say, that's not a bad thing. It's not about the length of your game, people.
Size does not matter all the time.
It's what it consists of. It's a great story. It's innovative. The gameplay is new. I enjoy playing it. It takes a while to get used to. I love the fact that there's a game that is basically a search and rescue, bunch of missions, and you get an achievement if you can complete the entire game without ever firing a weapon. I think that that's great. Yeah, there's an achievement on the Xbox 360 side if you get it, because you play the lead character, Faith, who is a messenger, basically.
Yeah, but wait, without firing a weapon, but you could still, like, punch people and fight that
so
way.
So you are charged with disarming, and you spend the majority of the introductory level learning how to disarm people.
Ooh.
And you can actually build up momentum by disarming more people and then getting rid of the weapon. And so there's an achievement if you can complete the entirety of the game by basically disarming all the people that you come in contact with. And I think that that's great. I think that that's kind of, especially if you're dealing with somebody who's supposed to be super athletic and a messenger, basically running building tops and rooftops and acting as a jumper, I think that that definitely fits, that there should be a way for you to complete your missions without having to actually pick up a gun and fire. So I'm intrigued by that, and I definitely, definitely want it, and I want it for the PS3.
Okay. What's next?
Next thing on the list. The Razer Megalodon gaming headset.
I want that for Christmas.
Okay, here's the thing. Not coming out until 2009, but it's still on my wish list. Damn. To let people know that I totally want it. So originally,
I need a new headset. This one's dying.
Originally, well, if you took care of your shit. Originally, they were going to try and get the Megalodon launched for holiday this year, and they just were not able to pull that off. So it looks like it's going to be coming out early in 2009. The Megalodon is a ridiculous headset. It does 7.1 surround sound. How you pull that off in a headset, I don't know. But I've actually had the chance of actually listening to this sucker when I was at PAX. And it does. It does. I got to use it playing Unreal. And it was unreal. It has control. It has a control pad. So the entire driver and device card is actually part of the headset. And you can actually isolate particular areas and turn up sensitivity in just those areas. So if you're playing stuff like Call of Duty and you're playing with a bunch of bitches that like to ambush you from behind, you can actually teabag you. I don't like to talk about being teabagged. Thank you very much. This is not the forum to actually speak. Oh, you're talking about in the video game. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't always think about something sexual. You know, I'm actually talking about games.
Not always. But you can actually, using the device, actually isolate your rear areas. That sounds like a freaking
wow, that sounds
like,
pretty bad.
Yeah. And turn up the sound sensitivity. So if you know that, for instance, you play with somebody that always likes to sneak up on you from the right backside, you can turn on that sensitivity so that as somebody starts moving in that area, you'll hear that louder than anything else coming from in front of you. And the driving engine that they use to do that is really, really powerful because it actually works. It really, really, really works. So I really, really, really...
Holy shit, Batman!
Holy shit, Batman, it really works. The manufacturer's price on it is about $150, so that's really not bad for what you get.
Not bad at all.
And
I want it.
Of course, it has the prerequisite Razer... snake design on it, as well as the
snake. It's a snake. Ooh, it's a snake.
The blue Illuminati illumination device, so you can find
the Illuminati.
The Illuminati actually sanctioned this headset, so that's how you know it's good.
Wow.
So, next thing on my list. So, Mad Cats, and I know how everyone feels about Mad Cats. Yeah. I have said for years that they make really, really shitty stuff. In the last year, they've really stepped up and have made some better products. I have to say, quality-wise, I've been fairly impressed with some of the peripherals that they've been working on, including the guitar that they made for Rock Band and or Guitar Hero that is the bass guitar that has the split strum bar, so you can actually pluck like you would a bass.
Ooh.
Very hefty, has the right weight to it, has the right balance, very good device. So, when I heard that Mad Cats was going to be making a limited edition arcade joystick for the upcoming Street Fighter 4 game, I was like, hell to the motherfucking yes, I want that. I want that for Christmas. So it's gorgeous. The paneling, it's basically a miniaturized version of the arcade console joystick. So instead of being 6 buttons, it is the full 8 buttons across.
Ooh.
So anyone that's been playing Street Fighter 4 on the console in the arcades does not have to learn an entirely new button set for their moves, because it will be identical if they use this joystick. Joystick's kind of pricey, though. It's going to run you about $150. You can get the knockoff version, which is plastic, and is a 6-button set, not 8, for around $70. But, of course, you know, I'm not cheap, so I'm looking for the real deal Holyfield.
Wow. Ninja Sister is not cheap.
I'm not. And I've never claimed to be. And look for the joystick to drop the beginning of February, as well as Street Fighter 4. I will own you bitches, by the way, in Street Fighter 4. I'm just warning you right now.
I'm not playing with you.
Mom can't make me. I promise I will not use Chun-Li. And you know that's my best girl, so...
Yeah, your best...
I'll tell you what I'll do, if you'll play with me. I will let you pick who I will play with every match.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So moving on. Number 6. A set of the new Apple in-ear earbuds. So here's my thing. I got an iPhone, right?
Hit me on my iPhone.
My iPhone. Hit me if you need me, homie. I'll be on my iPhone.
Oh,
that's a great song. And if you have not seen the video, go to YouTube. Just look for Hit Me on My iPhone. You can thank me later.
And if you haven't seen, there's a great YouTube video about developers. Developers, 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 developers.
See, and that's how I know that you're my sister. Anyway, I am very picky when it comes to my sound devices. As
yes, he is.
You well know. If I'm going to spend money, it's got to be well spent. I want
it's got to be the best quality sound.
And it doesn't matter what it is that I'm listening to, because I listen to a little bit of everything. Hip-hop, rock, country.
Country, rock and roll.
Classical,
yo,
jazz. I listen to freaking everything except New Age.
I listen to New Age.
I can't, you know, a little bit of Enya goes a long way. But Enya's about it.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I like Enya.
Wrinkle Bay is Enya's
Return
good.
To Innocence. Yeah. There you go.
Enya's that's good. It. And maybe a little Enigma. And that's really about it. Okay? So I can't tell you how many different over-the-ear pairs of headphones I have and how many in-ears I have. Because I'm very particular. I also have very tiny ear canals.
So why don't they ever try under the ear?
Because more times than not that's uncomfortable. So here's the deal.
Can't go over it, can't go under it, let's go in it.
Exactly. And mostly to isolate sound, because that's where things get really bass heavy, is if or treble heavy, is if you can isolate the outside noise, then you can actually have a much clearer sound literally being driven through the ear canal. So anyway, I have gone through probably about 9 sets of in-ear earbuds. I've had the Bose ones, not really happy with them. I've gone Anemonics was on the list, didn't get them because I didn't have them in stock. I've done Sennheiser, I've done JBL, I've done Sony.
Well, you're just doing a lot.
Audio Technica. Yeah, look, when it comes to audio, I freely admit that I'm a whore. I need to have the perfect sound, and I I don't have a problem putting out if I get something back that's good. The last set that I got was pretty decent. They're Sennheiser in-ears. The problem with them, and I don't know why companies keep doing this with in-ear headsets that have a microphone on it, but please, for the love of Christ, stop. They're short on one side because the microphone's on that one side.
Right.
So instead of the cord laying flat in the middle, it's hiked up to the left. So every time I turn my head or I go to grab something out of my pocket, I'm constantly pulling the left ear out, which hurts my ear canal, because the cable literally is short so that the microphone sits underneath my chin on the left side, but it's still the regular length on the right. So it looks like a lopsided stethoscope.
So it looks like an irregular headset, ear set, because it's awkwardly length.
And it's very awkward because I'm constantly pulling it out of my ear, which makes it uncomfortable. The sound quality is pretty good, but because of that, I'm absolutely pissed with them. So I want a new set. Apple's coming out with a set. They should be shipping by the time that this podcast runs. About $80. Supposedly great sound. Haven't had a chance to actually review a set of them, so I'm hoping maybe I'll get some for Christmas and I can. But also has a button that will control the iPod features, turn volume up and down, and also has a mic on it. But they're still normal length on both sides. So, those earbuds on the list. Because if you're going to be on the go and you're going to have any kind of media player, you should have something that, damn it, has good sound. Because I get really tired
of... If your ears are going to be fucked, it should be with something nice.
Exactly. And comfortable.
Yeah. So who's going to call you the next day?
Yeah, because you know those earbuds will totally call you the next day. Be like, yo, girl, what's up?
Like, you want a croissant? Can I get your number? Can I have it?
Okay.
Please tell me you've seen that
song. I have.
Thank God. I had to explain it to Eshmom earlier. She's like, I don't get it. Like, thanks, Mom.
Next thing on the list. And this is just kind of like a mega uber geek wish. Probably won't happen.
I'm salivating. What is it?
All right. So Nikon recently came out with a DSLR camera. That's ridiculous. Okay. First of all, it's ridiculously priced, too, because it runs about $1,000. But here's the deal. It's a 12-megapixel camera. Ridiculously fast lens. But the son of a bitch, okay, dig this shit, can record movies in HD. So not only is it the first Nikon DSLR to actually record video, because most of the Nikon DSLRs just did really beautiful looking pictures, but it records high def video to your SD card. 24 frames per second, which is full frame per second that you need for video, but at 720p, it's ludicrous.
Oh my god.
So, I don't know how heavy the sucker is, and I don't know if anybody from Nikon's listening, but if they need anybody to review one for Christmas, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Oh, pick me, pick me!
Don't pick her. She takes forever to write up stuff. Like, you send stuff to her, and it takes months. I'm on the button. I won't
push Then after you, I want to play with it.
I'll push the button.
I will push a button.
So, I don't know if you have a spare grand just lying around in your pocket.
Yeah,
but
I do.
But if you're looking...
I'd be in my pillow.
That's where you hide all your money. But if you do, and you're looking for a camera that can shoot video as well as take great stills, I think you'll be hard-pressed to find anything better for the same price than this Nikon, which you can find at NikonUSA.com. So, still on the tech tip. I have a laptop.
I do too.
I love my laptop.
I love mine more.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
No, you really, you don't.
I write it love letters.
Do you want to know how I know you don't love your laptop more than I love my laptop?
Oh.
Is your laptop clean?
Yes, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Anyway, I do a lot of design work.
I have a tablet.
I have a tablet, too.
I know.
I also have a riser that I sit my laptop on when I'm at my desk, so I can actually have it sitting at the top, at the area that's most comfortable for me and ergonomically correct. That also has a docking hub on it, so I have four more additional USB ports.
Yeah, we get it. You love it. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, because I do a lot of design work, the laptop that I have, the screen just isn't large enough. So, external monitor. External monitor. That's usually what it's called when you enlarge your screen.
Fight me.
And that's why you're a casual geek, sis. It's okay. So when I was looking at monitors, I really wanted something in the 24-inch range, and I looked at a bunch of them. And what I decided was, for my bang for the buck and the image quality, best one out there, really, belongs to Samsung. So Samsung 2433BW is my bitch. Looking forward to that. Hoping by Christ for Jesus, maybe. It'll run you about $400. But here's the thing.
Okay.
The Samsung SyncMaster, which is part of the SyncMaster line, is the thinnest, most brilliant, best resolution, best contrast ratio, best refresh rate that I think that you'll find in a 24-inch monitor. And that's comparing it even into Apple's new 24-inch, which I think is an amazing contrast ratio. But the Samsung just knocks it out of the park, and for less than half the price.
Wow.
Because I don't like pricey monitors. And you can definitely go out and get a Dell or get an Acer monitor, and it would be okay. But if you're going to game, if you're going to do design work, you want something that's very, very vibrant with your colors. And you can't go wrong with the Samsung monitors. They are gorgeous.
The bomb.
Gorgeous. And so this way I can have a 24-inch monitor on one side and a 15-inch monitor on the other side. So that's like nearly 40 inches of monitor space when you put it all together.
That's a lot of screen.
That's a lot of screen. I can have all of my Photoshop windows open all at the same time. Every palette necessary.
Okay, if you get it, it's wonderful and gorgeous and all things.
I just need a moment. I need a moment.
Come on, number 8. We're close.
Damn. That was number 8. Number 9. Slingbox Pro HD.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Okay, so Sling basically makes this box that it's kind of like the idea of a TiVo system or a PVR. That you could plug into any device, and it would capture video for you. But then you could then broadcast that video pretty much anywhere. So it was the way that my previous job, we were able to capture stuff that was on TV and then watch it on our computers through the internet back of house. So when we weren't supposed to be watching World Cup, we could watch World Cup.
You bad, bad people, you.
So what Sling lets you do, and that's why it's called Sling, is it lets you capture that video and sling it anywhere that you want. And it can save out to portable media player format, so all the typical ones. You can save stuff out as Windows Media format. You can save stuff out as the Mac format. And you can take it around to your different devices. And I'm sure you can even convert it to stuff that you can get onto your iPod. But with the Sling Pro HD, it now allows you to capture high-definition video. So since I'm pushing more high-def now through my cable box, because I've finally got the digital cable with the HD tier with the awesomeness of awesome, you can now capture all that high-def stuff and sling that around. So for me, that would mean I'd be able to record Heroes in high-def and sling that around to my stuff instead of having to buy episodes from the onto internets.
Wowee.
So, and it takes up a little bit of space, not a lot of bit of space, which is nice. It's a tiny little box. And it's black, so it's sexy, so it would fit very much in with my entertainment system.
Yes, her very elite setup system.
Which is why, hey, it's not as elite as that one guy that blew that $150,000 to have that 40-speaker system, 8-subwoofer setup.
Damn.
So I'm not that bad.
You're not that bad.
I have a tiny TV in comparison. It's only 42 inches. It's not that big.
Tiny!
So, rounding out the entertainment system, the last thing on my geek what I want for Christmas list is the Logitech Z5500 digital speaker system. So, here's the thing. I've been looking at the speaker system for a couple of years now. And the reason why I've been looking at it for a couple of years is because I keep seeing reports online that it can fuck up your wireless network system because it kind of functions on the same spectrum as a lot of Wi-Fi networks, which is a bit of a pain in the ass because it's a wireless speaker system, 5.1, THX certified, comes from Logitech, so you know it brings the boom.
I bring the boom.
I have a Harmony remote, so I know that I can control it with my Harmony remote, which means the last little piece of my system that I don't like, because I have to actually get up and turn the volume up or down, would be fixed by this, and I could wirelessly mount my speakers in my apartment.
But at the cost of your soul.
No, at the cost of my bandwidth. That's the problem. So,
get more bandwidth in your top 11, because then you'd be like, I'd like more bandwidth, please.
Yes, I'd like more bandwidth, please, provider. Dear service provider, I have been a good girl all year long, and I would like more bandwidth. Please make sure to pump myself up to a T1 line dedicated. Thanks.
A T1 line? That's really fast.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, bye. Todd.
XOXO, cookies in the kitchen. Don't eat them. But I do. I really want, the last piece that I'm missing really is a solid sound system. Like, I've kind of got one right now jerry-rigged from an old set of Labtech speakers that I have, which if anybody remembers Labtech, they were ridiculously cheap speakers, but they were ridiculously bass-heavy as well, which, when you're pumping your tunes through your TV because you're using that as your sound system, comes in handy. But they weren't really a stereo system. They were mono that they split out jointly to stereo. So I've got my stereo TV actually Y-cabled and then reverse Y-cabled back out, hooked up to the speakers, which is why I have to go and I have to literally go to the right channel speaker to turn the volume up or down because everything in runs through my TV and runs out through that. So I'd really like to actually have a real stereo system hooked up. And for the money, which this one's only about $400, to be able to have a wireless 5.1 THX certified system that, oh yeah, I can control with my remote. So it allows me to keep my gamer ass, my geek ass, my possibly slightly, maybe just a tad bit tired and lazy ass on the couch,
really?
So I don't have to turn up. Hey, when I come in from a day of work, I really don't want to have to get up and turn my volume on. I want to hit a button. I want to have my Xbox turn on. I want my controller in my hand. I want a game. And when I want to switch over to my PS3, I just want to hit a button that says play PS3. That turns all the shit off that should be off and turns all the shit on that should be on.
I
don't think that that's too much to ask for. I'm trying to get to a Jetsonian future. Why are you hating on me?
But there are no black people in the Jetsons.
I'm going to be the first.
Why are you the first
one? And Rosie was kind of black. She was just a robot.
She was metal. That does not count.
But her name was Rosie, and she always gave, you know, George Jetson
shit. Yeah, that doesn't count, and you know it.
But, it's the closest thing that we had.
No, the creator of the Jetsons said he didn't put black people in there because he was trying to picture the best future ever. And apparently we're not in it. Which means there's no cornbread in the future, people!
And everybody knows that cornbread is the best shit on the planet.
The fucking awesomeness shit ever.
I don't care who you are. You give somebody a piece of sweet cornbread and some butter and they will smile.
They will love you forever.
Because it's awesome.
They will even contemplate having your baby.
As Chris said, cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, that's what I want for Christmas. Some of it's feasible. Some of it ain't gonna happen unless I win and or know someone that wins the lottery. So make sure that you play, people, because I've been a really good girl this year. Shut up. I have.
I didn't say nothing.
You didn't have to.
That's right.
Anything you want to add to that list, Panda, before we break out?
No.
Really? There's nothing you want for Christmas?
No.
That I haven't already mentioned.
And I want to end world hunger.
Oh,
that's
sure.
It.
You have to go to the place where you're not being selfish. So now you just made pretty much the entire podcast sound like I'm just a selfish little bitch. Because the only
it's just
thing
all,
that
give
want.
Me, give me, give me. And I'm like, what can I give you, world?
You are so full of shit. If these people knew you like I knew you. If only they knew you.
They are. They do. Have you not heard the clip shows?
Oh, this is true. No, world peace and world hunger are absolutely, absolutely, absolutely up on that list. But besides everybody else, I also really want Mortal Kombat versus DC. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Like,
I'd
some
like,
people.
All right, if I have to be slightly selfish, I would like The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, the DVD. I would like the whole box set of Mythical Loki, the detective. I'd also like the complete box set of Kidoja, the second season. But that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
So no tech. You just want anime. She's like, I want this box set and that box set and this box set and that's it. iPhone. Yep, that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, not passive aggressive on that at all.
I want more cowbell.
I got a fever, and I feel like the only thing that can help
is... I put that on Esh Mom's phone, and she's like, oh, great. So I'm like, ding, 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 ding. It's like, there we go. We're set.
And I got more cowbell.
Yeah.
So, if you want to be able to see some images of the stuff that we talked about today, it'll be up in the post. So you can hit us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Check out the post about this episode. You'll be able to see some of the images, and I'll see if I can track down links to exactly the specific things that I talked about. If not, just hit me up. Let me know if there's something specifically that you wanted to know about so that you could put it on your Christmas list to Santa or whatever deity brings you gifts this time of year. And I will hook you up with that.
Happy Samhain.
You can also check out other things that we write on the website. And you can do that by visiting our short address if you can't remember the long one, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. Like Ninja said, it's the short address. It will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that we've written within the week. Commenting will be ceasing soon, so the only way you can do that is by using the Hit Us Up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, check there first. We happen to be kind of sitting there. You can plug us into any RSS reader and any podcast search engine, my preference being Podcast Pickle. However, If you're one of the cool kids this season, you're probably listening to us on the All Games Network.
The ESH podcast airs on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch some amazing other content there, like Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun Sign Show,
you guys do.
Ultimate Quest, Chatterbox, Evil Avatar, The Bobby Blackwolf Show, Fantastic Four and episodes are still there, and...
At All Games.
All Games is just awesome, and we're happy to be part of the family. So... with that, I think I'm going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it's toasty.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to turn it into a chocolate cake that I need to frost. Now.
Nice.
What are you going to do with your toast?
Toast into cake.
And the cake is not a lie, ladies and gentlemen.
And her cake is not a lie, because you know what?
My cake is real.
Here's the thing, and I can't take this away from, and I'll be honest, either one of us. Both of us can bake like motherfuckers.
I'm a motherfucking bake queen.
Okay.
Ain't got nothing on me.
I make cupcakes and cookies that'll make you want to slap your mother across the face.
Slap your mama.
My shit's so good, make you want to slap your mama. Mama, why you can't make cakes like that?
Mama will smack you. Bitch, why haven't you made this cake before? Sorry, mom.
How come all the stuff we had to have was store-bought? Why couldn't you get your ass in the kitchen and make me a cookie?
Yeah,
Ninja makes cookies.
What the fuck?
Oh, my cookies is the shit.
Because I make... bring them to the yard, and then they're like, nom, 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 and then there's no more cookies.
My cookies will make a grown man cry. All right, anyway, we're getting off topic.
I think grown men do other stuff, like pay bills. Yeah, I went there.
Alright, well with that, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We gotta go now. Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys!